To start with, I have no room for grudge. I believe that as having served as vice president, for me, what I did was un-African. Usually, for instance, what has happened is ongoing in South Sudan, unlike what happened later on in Zimbabwe. I acted otherwise, took the civil approach, went to court to seek redress from the court. We're not satisfied with what happened in Sierra Leone, the Supreme Court, and I was successful at the ECOWAS Sub-Regional Court. For me, coming in again into politics, seeking the presidency of this country, the Coalition for Change is not a party to seek grudge, or I mean revenge or whatever. No, I served as vice president, and I am very au fait with the issues of governance in Sierra Leone. Because of my stance against President Nkrumah's third-term ambition, which was unconstitutional, he realized that I was the only obstacle in his way. So him and his cohorts had executed their diabolical plan against this country, forgetting the fact that according to the 1991 constitution of this country, it states that sovereignty belongs to the state. It's not one individual. So my position of supporting the constitution of this country was very firm. And because of my action, they decided to do what they did. And having won at the ECOWAS court, I decided that I am not coming back into the office of vice president, even though the court had said the action was illegal, null and void. Because of that, I said, I'll give peace a chance in Sierra Leone. A vindictive person would not say, I'll give peace a chance. It's because I love my country, and I decided to let it go and seek the mandate of the people through the due process and the ballot box.
You are saying that education needs to be a major part of Sierra Leone. Women, they are the least literate. I mean, what would you do to help these people?
Yes, you're correct that education is my priority. I'm not oblivious of the fact that women have not been given the opportunity to compete accordingly with men. One of the areas I stand very strong for is this, gender equality and equal opportunity for all. And I'd love to see one day in life, while I'm alive or after, to have a female president of Sierra Leone. So in order to do that, the foundation is very important. We have to give women the chance also to grow. We are going to implement preschool across the country. And with preschool, it is going to be free for all, so that we have that foundation. You know, Sierra Leone was once known as the Athens of West Africa. We've lost that position. So we have to reignite that, especially with the civil war that created a large number of illiteracy in our country. So in order to do that, not only with the preschool, the senior secondary school, where the last 2 years to prepare for university, will make that free for children of this country.
What is your view on female genital cutting?
There are traditional issues concerning this, but also there's the human right aspect also. So under my watch, this is an issue that will be discussed, and then we'll look at the ramifications around it. Already, there are government policies acted about that issue. So the FGM is an issue that will be discussed when I come into office.
You are the highest member of the Kono ethnic group who has made it in government. Are you going to be fully representing the Kono people if you become president?
I'm not only going to be representing the Kono people, I'm going to represent Sierra Leone, just for the record. Kono is not a country on its own. Kono is part of Sierra Leone. I'll be governing Sierra Leone.
That was Samuel Sam Sumana, presidential hopeful for the Coalition for Change Party. Up next, we had the chance to sit down with another top candidate, Musa Tarawali of the Citizens Democratic Party. As a member of the business community and a veteran politician, here's what he had to say about his international investment platform.
Foreign investment can be the driving force. The country is poor. We are indebted. But the potential is huge. Minerals, arable land, water sources, marine potential, forest reserve, and we don't have the technology and the capabilities to explore, harness and sell, we don't have the capacity to add value to. So we definitely need foreign investment, and that is why my focus is on foreign investment mobilization. Establish the political will, cut the red tapes, get them to feel safe to invest in Sierra Leone.
Some people see outsiders or foreigners or Westerners as not a positive thing for the country. What would you say to them?
This is because the nation is not prepared. We have to prepare ourselves to host the investors and establish the conducive working relationship between the investors and the people. And let me tell you how I can achieve this. We need to do our land policy that is accommodating. We need to do scientific discoveries of our natural resources. Today, government doesn't know what we have as a resource. I plan to do scientific discovery of all our mineral resources, our arable land, our water sources, our marine potential, our forest reserve. So when we are negotiating with investors, we negotiate from a great knowledge and position of strength. And when we are planning the mining activities, we make provisions for the communities. We need to locate the communities, plan the communities very well, locate them where the minerals are not in high potential. We need to also make available to them for expansion and for farming activities. These are not done, and that is what is creating the tension between the investors and the people. So it's all about planning.
I've seen a number of your posters out all over Freetown, and you say Allah is one. But are you worried that you are alienating those voters who are not Muslim?
No. I am a Muslim, and I'm proud to be a Muslim. I call God Allah because I'm a Muslim. But it means God. God is one. I like to go back to history. When America had their crisis, they decided to establish a transparent platform, In God We Trust. It's even inscripted on their money. It gave hope to people. It established a new platform, which they stood on to build America. The same with the UK. They established the Church of England. And the Queen is the supreme governor of the Church of England. Sierra Leone today, the politics is entrenched in the shrines. Tribalism, nepotism, regionalism. We have to come together on one platform. Muslims, Christians, Judaism, they are all from the Abrahamic faith. So there is no conflict there. It's just an establishment of my faith that I'll rule the people with the fear of God. And this is why even the educational system, I am going to encourage the missionaries to take over the schools again. Government does not have money. They promise free education because of political reasons. They want to influence the people to vote for them. But in reality, there is no capacity to give free education. Sierra Leone reached its peak in education when the missionaries were running the schools. They have provision. They have big organizations to support them. And I tell you, what we need is to put moral values in our people, ethics. For example, if a Christian missionary is supporting a primary school, secondary school, university, then your child goes to that school. From primary, secondary, university, he goes to church. He learns about the Bible. When he gets a job, after being a professional, he will walk with the fear of God. So the missionaries can do this for us. And I am going to encourage them to take back the schools.